Considered prayer primarily to be one's actions good towards one's fellow man, not necessarily in spoken words. But when the words have to be spoken, then I think one should ask for knowledge and wisdom in how to better one's own life for the benefit of others, and that others also should be guided to do the same, so that the line is completed.
Yes. Firstly, let me say, prayer should be a very individual thing. You cannot encompass it into a sentence or whatever. It needs to be individualized.
Yes.
Prayer should be, I don't want to say Allah, but it should be the asking for the knowledge, for the love of that light, that power that you call God. In searching for that love, then you have all other things. Love, wisdom, knowledge, all these things will come.
Yes.
Therefore, prayer should be an offering, if you like, of yourself to that higher power, to be used for the good and the betterment of others. You have expressed it well, my friend. I wish the others to know that words, although I have said your thoughts are powerful, words can also be meaningless. When we speak of prayer, I mean. Prayer, therefore, is ultimately the offering of yourselves to that higher power, to be used for the good of mankind. Use it for the betterment of others. Ask for help if you like, but firstly, offer yourselves for good. That is prayer. Please bear it in mind always when you speak. Higher power. I don't mean by that there should be any reverence like there has been in the past to idols, to false gods, or other people. That is not what I am speaking about.
And of course not.
Please keep in mind what I have said and try to cultivate that way of prayer. In that way, we will have in the fullness of time a much better knowledge of all that's around you.
And I imagine that if you follow what you suggest, as of course we should, then it will help you to bring that knowledge and wisdom to us. Because of the power generated here.
Once you have offered yourselves to be used, then of course we can come closer to you. Yes.
Yes, I will. And I'll just do a little bit if I may.
Are there any questions you would like answered tonight?
Yes, I was going to ask whether you would take questions or whether you wish to speak to the other people here. But if it's questions, yes. If I might begin, it's going to be with a very difficult one, I'm afraid. And well, you might well say there is no adequate answer that I can understand. We have heard quite often, and you have told us that past, present, and future are all one. There's no difference, actually. We have heard, and it is stated in the Bible, world without end. We have told that, have been told in other directions, that the universe has always existed. Now, if it has always existed, was there ever a beginning? Because I have also heard statements to the effect that there was no beginning. And this, of course, is quite incomprehensible to our physical minds.
I can only speak, my friend, on my own small knowledge. And indeed it is small, let me tell you, in comparison to what can be achieved in you.
Yes.
If the universe is how you term the world without end, it is that the universe. As far as I am aware, I don't know of a beginning.
You don't?
I don't know of a beginning.
No.
I am only aware that it has always been and always will be. That is the state of the teaching as I know it.
I see.
I cannot say that is the ultimate truth, because I can only say what I know.
Yes, of course.
But, as far as I am aware, there has been no beginning as such. There always has been.
So thank you for that answer.
I am aware of what you are speaking of. I am aware of the talk of Big Bang and all the other things.
Yes.
But I can only state to you, as far as I am aware, there cannot have been a beginning. How can you say it always has been and then say, well, there was a beginning?
This is what has always confused my thinking. Because the two are contradictory.
Yes.
To our physical thoughts.
And I can only say that all life is progressing. Perhaps one day my knowledge will be greater, but as of now, I said to you, it always has me. I cannot see you.
Thank you for the answer. This is why I said, when I posed the question, that you may say it's really not answerable, but I do accept what you say. Thank you.
It rather indicates that there is a higher being who suddenly says, let us make a big bang.
Yes.
It does not make sense to me.
No.
And so I have to say, I too would reject that way of thinking.
Yes. Okay. My next question is that you have told us that there are those upon this earth who have one guide or helper, whatever we like to call them, for the duration of their stay upon this earth. Does that mean that currently there are masters walking the earth unknown to us?
Of course.
Yes, I talked about.
Of course. Many masters walk your path.
Mm-hmm.
There is not one, there is not two, mm-hmm. there are many.
And if we were sufficiently developed spiritually, I presume that we would be aware of them much more than we are now.
There are many people who are aware of them.
Yes, yes. I'm sure.
They are drawn towards them. Their light, if you like, draws people to them. That is part of the plan. But yes, many masters walk your earth at this time. In fact, we have been gathering for a long, long time. There is a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to you, if you looked into all of your continents, you would find many.
Isn't it all part of the overall plan that they should be here now?
They okay. have been gathering, as I have said, for a long time.
Yes.
And part of the plan is there should be many at this particular time.
And then we should consider ourselves fortunate that we are living in this time then when the changes are due to occur.
Let me say this to you. Let me speak a little more on what has been happening.
I'd be very pleased to hear it.
In this last century of your earthly life, much knowledge has been imparted to you. That is why we have to gather. We have to make ourselves new. Many masters have walked your earth throughout the earthly time, as you know it. But always the knowledge has been rejected. We have had few groups, if you like, who have listened and tried to spread the word and the knowledge. Throughout your history, these people have been trodden under. So the time came when something more had to be done. We have gathered at this particular time partly because of the knowledge that you have gained in this last century. You have been on a destructive path. We cannot let that happen. It will not happen. Therefore, our plan is to come closer. We are happy that people are now beginning to listen. Gradually, but still they are listening. We are trying to influence all of men of power, as I have previously said. It has to be done in a subtle manner, if you like. We cannot rush in. We have to influence. We have to guide. So we decided that we had to come in greater numbers at this particular time to prevent the destruction that man has been pulling towards himself. I can say to you, it is going forward, and we are happy with how things are taking place.
That certainly is good news, thank you. I had suspected it, but I wanted to ask the question so that my companions here could hear the answer. Is it part of your plan that other, I'm going to say, people, entities if you like, from other galaxies or planets, are going to be able to make themselves known physically to those upon this earth as part of the plan? In other words, to give a joke to the people here and really make them sit up and take notice.
Well, we have discussed in part what I have said before when we discussed entities.
Yes.
Let me say again, your earth is a very, very young planet as far as spiritual growth goes. There are those entities from other planets who have far, far superior knowledge. Of course, they will be involved in the plan, but to say they will actually manifest themselves amongst you is not quite true. I would rather refrain from saying what their part in the plan is.
Yes, I understand.
You do. Thank you for that. But of course, they are involved.
Yes, I have often wondered what could be done from your side. Obviously, you have thought about this, your colleagues. What could be done? Really, to put a jerk into humanity here, to give them a good shaking, thankfully, and to make them realize the existence of other factors and powers.
I can endure in patience. Yes, but no, we cannot. She can jerk like that. It has to be done more slowly.
Yes, I'm sure you're right.
Yes, but I understand your human frailty. No, we are gathering momentum.
Yes.
We are happy with how things are progressing. Slowly, but surely.
Well, that is an thing to be sure. Thank you.
But yes, can you see us all descend upon you, suddenly shaking you? No, that will not happen.
Yeah, I'm sure some people could do it, isn't it? So that's why I'm very grateful for my young colleagues here, because obviously I'm not going to be here all this number of years, and the younger people do have to take over and continue for what they have been taught.
That is our aim. That more people should listen with their hearts,
yes.
not with their thoughts, their rational thoughts.
Yes.
Let that inner voice come forth.
Thank you very much for what you said. Any questions from anybody else? George?
Yes, sir. I have heard that, Glastonbury in Somerset is developing as a very nice spiritual centre, and I have been there this week, and it does seem to have a lovely feel. I wonder if you could say anything about that, Glastonbury as a spiritual centre.
Why do you need to choose and pick particular places as being spiritual centres? You are a spiritual center. She is a spiritual center. What you are talking about, my friend, are places within the earth. You know of. You speak of your ley lines, you speak of your holy places. People of power have made the place you call Glastonbury a mystical spiritual place. It is the presence of the people that have created this. I would say one thing to you. Spiritual place, what do you suppose a spiritual place should be? Is it just a feeling? Is it the gathering of the people? What is it?
A gathering of people of good spirit.
I'm saddened sometimes to see these places, as you call them, that once were spiritual places, have now become commercialized. Yes, that's the word. Commercialized.
Yes.
That cannot be good. I'm sorry, but that cannot be good. This room, this gathering, is more of a spiritual temple than the place you call Glastonbury. It once was so, but I cannot say that is so now.
Thank you, I do understand, yes.
I'm afraid commercialism is taking away that element of spiritualism, spirituality, call it what you like. It is not good.
No, it isn't. I was there about 2 years ago, I suppose, with my wife, and I was very strongly aware of the spiritual nature, not of the place itself, but the energy of which you spoke to us recently.
Yeah.
That there is a tremendous spiritual energy there still. One can tune into it.
The energies lie within the earth, if you like, of the places. There are many spots within your country alone that you could call spiritual places. It is a build-up of the energies of the earth which create these places. But once man gathers for the wrong reasons, then you disperse that pure energy. Do you understand
what I'm
trying to say to you?
And I agree with you completely that it is, well, the word we would use is sinful, that these places have been so commercialized.
Imagine pure, clean water being tarnished by dirt. That is what is happening to some of these places.
Yes. As it is to the stone circles about which you are going to talk to us another time.
Yes. Energies lie within the earth. The build-up of energies by the gathering of the people can enhance, but it also can destroy.
Of course. This again, there's like everything, it should be put for the right use.
Unfortunately, there are too many people who go for pure interest, and not for the real, true reason that they should.
Yes.
Is that sufficient for
you? Yes, thank you.
Yes, very nice, thank you.
And of course the expression of the energy is often demonstrated by what we call diviners and dowsers here, who use various implements of a number of different sorts, and are able to locate water, oil, metal, and so on.
That, I imagine, is all part of the energy trapped within the earth. These people have a particular affinity with that energy. Because there are only a few people who can do accurate divining. Only a few that we know of, anyway.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily so. You all have the ability. The ability is there. It has been lost. It has been lost over the centuries. You all have the ability. You all have spiritual gifts, as you like to call them. There is no reason, none at all, that all of you here in this room could not divine your doubts. But, let me say this, there is no need for the instruments that they use. To cultivate this spiritual gift, something within you. Everything is within you. If only you could see it. That is what I'm trying to teach you all.
Okay.
There is so much within you that has suffered, that you have lost. Man has lost so much that has been given to you. That is why you are here.
Yes.
You should all be using these gifts. They could be used. What would be better in the lands where you have the drops? You do have men who know, that you find the water. Who can do these things without the use of the rod and the other articles that are being used? They have that inner knowledge, that gift, that they allow to come to the surface.
So we could all develop it. If we give it time.
I say to you all, you all are capable of it.
Well, that's very interesting to know, that it would mean development and awareness and acceptance of what we have within us, and time given to development of that factor.
You need to redevelop all of your senses. Your eye, your hearing, your smell, your taste, your touch. There is so much you need to redevelop. And it will take such a short time of your day to do.
Right. Could I ask you, what would you recommend? You'll probably say meditation and quiet, which I understand. Is there anything else you could recommend to guide us into the best way to develop these lost things within us?
You, of course, could not regain all so quickly. You need to do it a stage at a time.
Yes.
Let me take the eyes, the looking. How often do you really look, stop, and look? Let me take, for example, a flower. Can you really describe a flower to me? Can you close your eyes? Can you smell it? Can you feel it? If I was to bring a flower into this room, were you blindfolded? If you had gloves on your fingers? If your nostrils were blocked? That would be the state of your senses. You could not tell me what the flower would be like. That flower is a living energy, as you too are. Take a flower from the garden. Sit. Hold it. There goes the development of the touch. look at it with your eyes. Study it. Look at its shape, its form, its color. Feel that living energy from it. Then you begin to develop. Can you see what I'm getting at?
I'm fascinated that you should take that particular example, because that's precisely what I've been doing for about the last week.
Then you begin. You sense by the feel, by the touch. You begin to have the knowledge from the vision of the eye.
Yes.
Nostrils, the smell begins to develop. You can do it with anything. Take a piece of rock from the ground. Hold it within your hand. Feel the living energy. Study it with your eye. Smell it, because let me tell you, even something as dull as you may think, a rock may be, has its own. That is the way to develop yourself. Use all that is around you. See God's given things. I suggest that if you want to develop these senses, you spend some time each day in this exercise. Make even a candle.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you try a candle. Look at the flame. Smell the light. Feel it. It is so simple. Leave it to you all to decide whether you wish to follow what I say.
That's right. Okay. As I was looking, I began doing it, as I said, about a week ago, because I was cutting some flowers to bring into here, in this room, and I thought, well, what a miracle a flower is. And then I began to think of other miracles which we take for granted daily. And that made me begin to examine flowers and it much more closely.
Have you learned anything from it?
A big pardon?
Have you learned anything from it?
I learned how much I didn't know.
I needed to be.
Thank you. And how much there is we still can learn. Yes, I astonished myself.
Don't be astonished. There may be many things in the coming weeks that may astonish you. Please try each and every one of you to develop your senses a little more. I will try to influence you in the times when I feel you are open to that influence.
Thank you.
You're
just said something that is near impossibly in my friends here. Another avenue of thought altogether, you have said about all being one and one being all. You just used an expression, I will be with you and I am with you. Logically, one would say, well, you can't be with all of us at the same time. But from what you have said, I imagine that that is a possibility.
Not a possibility. It can happen.
A fact. Yes, which we can't understand, but you are able to do.
Yes, I can be with you all. At the same time, I know this will be too difficult for you to comprehend. But yes, I would be able to come to you whenever you call me, it matters not. But, yes, a possibility, not even a possibility, it is a fact, as you say. It can be.
Well, that is most interesting.
Remember what I have said to you previously. I am not a whole unit.
No.
Perhaps that is giving you some beautiful thought.
Yes. Yes, I can say it a little more clearly. thinly, because we can't understand it, but we can begin to see it and accept that it does happen, which is the important thing.
I cannot think at the moment how to explain this further to you. I can only say I am available to you.
Yes. Yes, yes. Could you speak up a bit for the lights?
Would you advise me to develop my feelings further?
You wish to know. If this is an important part of your life, you know, it is something that you have come as part of your chosen life, but of course, with your free will, it is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say to you, yes, develop it. I would not say it will be the mainstay, if you like, of your whole life. But please, yes, go ahead, develop it as much as you wish. Because, as I have said, it is one of the chosen things that you plan to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
May I ask a question?
Well, of course.
Yes, who is that?
Yes, Dawn.
Dawn is
yes,
Dawn.
Yes, may I ask a
question? Thank you for your name, the tape system.
Yes. This is about mercy. We've heard a lot about mercy being infinite and not good for one. And if we hadn't taken that, it would still be there. Is there anything we can do to counter it?
Do you mean is there something to replace it?
Or something you just hate it and have that reaction?
I see. You want to know if the reaction can be counter-reacted.
Yes, I see.
I would say to you, if there is a problem with the mercury thing, I would say that these things are not good to be used within the mouth, and that knowledge is now becoming available to be used with you, or dentists, or orthodontists, as you call them. That knowledge is being made. We have many problems when you speak of such things. I would say to you to cleanse the mouth. Cleanse the mouth with something that is natural. Something like elderberry juices, that would be very good. Is that helpful?
Yes.
Rinse continually daily, and that should counteract the problem.
Any other questions?
When I speak there has been a turning towards all of the spiritual. Again, it is something that man has turned away from. It is not natural that all things should be supplied to you on your earth for all the needs that man has to have.
I guess everything is here, if only we accepted the fact.
Now with our influence, man is beginning to realize.
No, I hope I hadn't disturbed what you were going to say. May I ask now if there are any more questions?
Yes, a less attractive question. There is a disease which we call AIDS, which affects the immune system, and it seems to be spreading at quite an alarming rate. Is there any special significance, can you say, in this disease, or is it just another disease that we have to combat, or does it have a special significance? Can you comment on that?
There is no special significance. there always have been diseases while man has breathed in the earth. Firstly, let me say, man is the creator of many diseases. They are not things to suddenly appear from the sky. We hear so often the pleas and the cries, why does God allow this? I say to you, why does man allow this? Disease is exactly the word that it says, disease. There is an imbalance when it comes to disease. It means that somewhere along the life of man, something has gone wrong. Again, we get to cause and effect, or karma, as most of you wish to say. I know these things are difficult for you to understand. You say, why is this allowed to happen? Why is that allowed to happen? We don't allow it to happen. Man does. We often hear your friends saying, why does she say, why are there disasters? Man must look to himself for the answers to his problem. The responsibility lies with him. We don't say there are too many people on the earth, we must be the doctor. Would that not make our work all the more harder? When they come to spirit, we do not say that. Man and the earth must take responsibility on its own problems. Man has interfered with nature. That is the basis of most epidemics. It is simple, it is clear, but to you find it a problem. Man has interfered too much with nature. There will be a cure for this disease. Not yet, but it will come, as it has come for many diseases that have been around on your earth. But until man allows that inner knowledge, wisdom, and love, there will always be disease.
Yes, that's very good to hear, and yes, I think many of us are feeling that in our hearts, so that is the status quo. Thank you.
Thank you, Vinish, too. There is no question. Happy to continue, but I felt that you were thinking it should be brought to the first.
I would wish to go longer this time.
Mm-hmm.
I wish to see. On this time, we want the mountain. time and dedicated to when to speak with him. But I say this is still maybe the first time that you wish to try.
Certainly.
And so all this time
gratitude for all that you are doing.